Hey there, and welcome to Your Utah. This is Taylor Powers here with Ethan Miller, bringing you all things on the Wasatch Front. Today, we're going to be talking about something that you've probably heard of, something that's very popular to do in Utah, even in the 100 things to do in Salt Lake City before you die, and that is floating the Weber River.
Yeah, it's a really good time.
But before that, we're going to talk about what Ethan did this weekend up Mirror Lake Highway.
Yes, I went all the way up, took my family all the way up to Mirror Lake. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't know where that is, it's about, give yourself a good 90 minutes to get up there out of the Salt Lake Valley. It's about 20 miles into the up into the mountains from that, you know, those lower farming valleys. So it's pretty accessible. It's a good road all the way up there, and you really get up into the high Uintas. In fact, it's at Mirror Lake where you can access the Uinta Wilderness area. Mm-hmm. But you can drive a regular car all the way up there, and it is absolutely beautiful. Mirror Lake is this enormous, cold, cold water lake, natural up there, and you're just surrounded. You're just at the top of the mountains and surrounded by these high peaks. And it's you're very near the tree line. You're very near the tree line. So this is up there very, very high.
Then I've been out there many times, but I've never made it all the way to Mirror Lake. So is that the 90 minutes, or is that just getting up in there?
No, it's about 90 minutes. I think I didn't time it exactly, but I think that seems about fair. And that may be give or take just a little bit. But you get on the Mirror Lake Highway, which is, of course, famous. And Mirror Lake is clearly marked. You pull off the highway and then you kind of drive down to the lake. Now, once you're there, it is in a lot of ways primitive. All right. You're not going to have any kinds of RV hookups and things like that. You can, however, do a lot of things. For example, some of the campsites are equipped for equestrians. They've got hitching rails and feeding boxes. So if you're going to go up there and ride up in the mountains, Mirror Lake is a good place to go. And then, of course, there's a lot of activity out on the water. Motorized boats and ATVs are prohibited. But there were a lot of people out there on paddleboards and canoes. And they were out there rowing and fishing and really enjoying themselves. Now, Mirror Lake is not a very big lake. And there are a lot of campsites. So over the last number of years, it's actually gotten pretty crowded. So don't go up to Mirror Lake if you want to find seclusion. You're going to feel like it's far enough away and high enough that you're going to get a nice secluded spot, but that's not really the case. You're going to be around a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people.
Especially in these summer months, people go up there to escape the heat.
That's right. Well, Mirror Lake Highway is closed in the winter. So you can't get up there unless you've got some other kind of way up into the backcountry. Mm-hmm. But you know what, though? Don't let the crowds discourage you. Just be prepared for it. There's a trail that will walk you all the way around the lake. It's not a huge lake. And there were, you know, kind of every little ways, another family had set up a little kind of day spot along the lake. People had hammocks. Mm-hmm. People were fishing, taking canoes out, things like that. It really was cool. There were a bunch of dogs, a lot of dogs up there.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Dogs are allowed there.
Yeah, and so it was very, very, very beautiful. And I think just I couldn't imagine a better way to spend a day.
Yeah. Very cool. So you guys didn't camp up there. You just did a day trip.
We did a day trip. Day use is $8. So there's a little kind of self-service place where you pay. It's kind of on the honor system, but you pay the $8. If you want a campsite, they have singles, doubles, and triples. They have 70 single campsites. Those are 8-person campsites, one vehicle. Those are $20. The double sites are 16 people. The triple sites are 24 people. And those are $40 and $60. So $20, $40, $60 is what the campsites are. There's a 7-day stay limit, and that's per night for the campsite. So you'll be, if you just want to go up there just with your family, spend the night, it's going to be $20, which I think is a pretty reasonable fee.
Yeah, definitely.
Considering how many people are up there. So be prepared to, you know, limit your impact, make sure that you're not littering and things like that, and make sure to, you know, be prepared to go up there and stay quiet and not make too much of a fuss and just enjoy the wilderness, even though there are a lot of other people around.
And there's also, you know, up Mirror Lake Highway, so many different offshoots and little drives that you can go down and find more secluded lakes if your car is, you know, accessible to do that.
Yep.
And plenty of camping that's not, you know, you just pay for a, I think it's 6-day passes. something really cheap.
Yeah. There is a lot of other camping.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of other campsites all the way up and down the highway. Some of them require reservations, but a lot of them are just, you know, primitive campsites.
Oh, yeah. We've pulled off the side of our road, put our backpacks on, and
went walking. Absolutely no problem. That's a perfect place to do that. So a couple of things you want to keep an eye out for is be very, very careful along the shoulder of the Mirror Lake Highway. There's basically no shoulder. Mm-hmm. So you have to be very careful about where you kind of pull off. If you know if there's a trailhead or another little side road that you're going to hit, you got to kind of watch out for that. It can get pretty crowded up there in terms of traffic. And the road's pretty windy. So if you're making a left-hand turn across traffic on the Mirror Lake Highway, you kind of got to be heads up about that because a car could come flying around the corner and just nail you. But you're right. There are a lot of other lakes, some of them natural, a few of them are reservoirs, but all of them small, cold water, crystal clear, and just beautiful, beautiful area to go and hang out and spend a weekend.
Oh, and it's endless, the opportunities out there. I mean, I continue to find new places every time I go out there and be astonished with what I find.
Yeah, it's very, very, very cool. Mm-hmm. So Mirror Lake, don't let the crowds discourage you. Go and check it out. Just be prepared for the crowds. That's all. And when I say crowds, well, look, okay, right here, just the single, double, and triple. There's 70 single sites, 7 double sites, 1 triple sites. That's 78 campsites. And that's just the campers.
Yeah, yeah.
There were a ton of day use people up there. All the parking lots were full. So there were hundreds of cars up there. Mm-hmm. And that means several hundred people probably. So just be prepared for that, but have a lot of fun. You know, it's great.
Will do.
So, all right. So we're going to, from the Mirror Lake Highway, it's not that far to get over and jump onto the Weber River, at least on the very, very upper part. And that's going to be what Taylor talks about. So she had a really great time floating the Weber River. So we're going to hear all about that when we come back to Your Utah. It's a mountain edition of Your Utah.
Mm-hmm, sure is.
So we talked about Mirror Lake, the Mirror Lake Highway, all that there is to do up there. Just watch out for the crowds and be careful of the traffic because you do get all that in certain places. But you know, and I think you've experienced this, though. Once you kind of get off the beaten path up there, you lose the crowds pretty quick, don't you?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Most people up there kind of want to stay close to their cars. So don't be afraid to get out there and get your feet wet. But let's head just a little bit further north to the Weber River.
Yes.
Which is where you spent your weekend.
Yeah. So we had friends in town, and I pride myself in being a good host and picking out fun things and really planning out a good weekend for my visitors, and also making sure it aligns with, you know, what they're going to have fun with. And so I had some very outgoing visitors, adventurous people. And I thought floating the Weber River would be something that we would all enjoy. And I've never done it before. And so we just did a little research, found a service that you rent the tubes and they shuttle you up to the drop in and drop off. And it was seamless. And we had a blast.
Awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
How far were you able to float?
I think it was about 4 miles.
Awesome. How long did it take?
It took, if we didn't stop, it probably would have taken just under 2 hours, but there are two kind of beach areas that a lot of people get out and stop, and it's, I think they're called like Party Islands or and so there's two stops along the float, and everyone gets out and hangs out. And so I think it took us around 3 hours,
really?
3.5 hours. Yeah.
Did you pack snacks?
Yeah, yeah. We had all the tubes come with, they're kind of like these enclosed little areas underneath, and then you have a pad. So we just had plastic bags and mesh bags and stuffed stuff inside of there, and then there's pockets on the side of the tube, so you can fit in a lot. So, yeah, we had a whole bag full of beverages and snacks, and we got a big breakfast right before as well. And the service that we used is called Barefoot Tubing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are in, I think it's in Morgan.
Yeah, I checked out their website.
Mm-hmm. And so you park there. They have it's a very casual little place. They've got changing huts and bathrooms and the life jackets and the tubes. And it's $25. And you get on their shuttle and they drive you all the way to Hennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And they do the whole, you know, safety spiel and where they're going to pick you up and what to be aware of and, you know, different areas on the river. Because it's not just a simple little flow. You know, there's some rapids and you got to be aware
really?
Of that. Yeah.
Did anyone fall off or anyone tip
yeah,
over?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I got stuck in an eddy and had to push off the rocks with my feet and thought I was going to flip into the rocks.
Awesome.
Awesome. And what's cool is there were dogs on it. Like people would bring
really?
Their dogs. Yeah. And so it's not just you don't have to do the service if you
okay.
don't want to.
Right.
I mean, it made it really convenient for, you know, they dropped us off and then we did the float and then there's
the
marked area to get out. And we just waited and they picked us up, drove us back. To our car, that's it.
Well, you're right. The Weber River is public access, so mm-hmm. anyone could float on it.
Yeah, but so a lot of people are doing shuttles where they just park one car at one end and one car at the other end. And, you know, with the group of friends, they start
right.
at one end, go to the car, and then drive back up.
Well, but the nice thing about the service is that you don't have to worry about any of that or the gear.
Yeah, exactly.
They have all the gear.
They have everything.
You just show up with swimming trunks and your handle.
And water shoes.
And water shoes. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you know when to get out?
They, on the drive up there, they stopped and showed us the get out spot and said, like, here is the marker. It's the green bridge. Right after that tunnel is going to be this lagoon and beach area. This is where you're getting out. You know, right after that landmark, make sure you get far right. You know, like they just really explained everything.
Okay. All right. Because if they don't pick you up there, then they pick you up where? Ogden?
Yeah. Thankfully, we didn't have to experience that.
Oh, good. Good.
But we did see after we got out and we were waiting for the shuttle, these two girls didn't make the exit.
Mm.
And so they kept going and they were like, you know, damsels in distress screaming.
Oh,
so the guys that were with us ran down and got in the water and helped them get out.
Mm.
So it seems like it's a community-based kind of thing.
Everyone watches out for each other.
Yeah, everyone's got each other's back.
Jeez.
And they've said that they've had to, you know, go down the river and find people and get them out.
Yeah, well, that portion of the river you're talking about, I've driven past it lots of times and
mm-hmm.
have always noticed the people on tubes.
Yeah.
It looks like a beautiful little stretch of river.
Oh, yeah. It's really stunning. I mean, you're on the river, but you have to just stop and look at the views that you're surrounded by.
So do they give you a time limit? Do they say, hey, you know, don't dally too long? Or do they just kind of let you go for as long as you want?
They let you go for as long as you want because they have, you know, so many different shuttles going up there and dropping people off that they're constantly going to the end point and picking up people and driving them back.
So they don't just drive down and sit and wait for you 6 hours later.
No, it's a constant, you know, shuttle.
Okay,
so if you miss
it,
one, then you're on the next one 15 minutes later.
And it's $25 a person?
Yeah, that's what this one was. But there's a ton of other services. So you can look it up and see which one's closest to you.
I did a quick little Google search of Weber River Float. And they all popped up.
Yeah.
There are a bunch. There are a bunch. Mm-hmm. So they'll pop right up there with a quick Google search.
Yeah.
And it's kind of that's a kind of unique activity on that section of river. Not all the Utah rivers have that.
Yeah. And I was shocked. It was really fun, but like you had to be constantly paying attention to what was coming up.
Yeah.
And we all kind of tied our rafts together, so we worked as a team to
paddle
and get away from things.
What did you see a lot of kids? What was kind of the age range you saw out on the river?
Not a lot of kids. Honestly, it was mostly adults. We actually ran into a ton of people we knew, like a whole
really?
Group of them. Yeah. We found like 12 people that we knew.
That's funny.
There were a lot of dogs. There were a few younger kids, but Not really. I would say it's more for teenagers and up just because of the dangers and the rapids and the rocks.
Yeah, I can see that. Where even if you've got a kid in a life jacket, they still have to be able to be strong enough to direct the tube.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that. Yeah, I can certainly see that.
Yeah. So. And life jackets are, You have to wear a life jacket the entire time.
It's mandatory.
It's mandatory. You'll get ticketed if you don't.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So it's not just mandatory through the service you did, but it's mandatory on the river.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, that's
the guy giving us the whole spiel told us, like, yeah, I mean, if you don't want to wear it, don't wear it, but you just know that you risk getting ticketed.
Well, I think best case scenario, you get ticketed.
Yeah,
I mean, life jackets can save your life, you know.
But that just kind of shows the casual nature of this specific tubing. They kind of were like,
right,
go at your own risk, you know, have fun, but you know.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. All right, let's think some good stuff.
Yeah,
really
definitely.
Good stuff.
Yeah, that makes for a great weekend up in the mountains, Muir Lake Highway, floating the Weber. Do both and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you can. You really can.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode and get out there and enjoy your Utah. Yeah.